In a small corner of Upper Silesia, amid the quiet fields of Świętochowice, a humble soul was chosen to share in the sufferings of Christ. Her name, Katarzyna Szymon, a woman unknown to the world, yet deeply known to heaven. Katarzyna Szymon was born on October the 21st, 1907, in a poor family in southern Poland. From her earliest years, she was marked by simplicity, compassion, and prayer. Her life was one of quiet endurance, poverty, illness, and the violence of two world wars surrounded her. Yet through all of her suffering, she carried within her heart a longing for God. Those who knew her said she would spend long hours in church, speaking to Jesus as if to a friend. It was the year 1946, not long after the Second World War, that Katarzyna's life took a mysterious turn. Her small home in Piakare Śląska became a place of mystery and prayer. There she entered into profound ecstasies, moments when time itself appeared to stop, and the light of eternity seemed to touch her soul. Witnesses often described her face transformed, radiant, almost transparent, as she spoke to unseen visitors. She said that our Lord Jesus, the Blessed Virgin Mary, angels, and at times even souls from purgatory came to her. In these encounters, she received not only consolation, but also sorrowful messages for the world. The Virgin appeared to her clothed in white and blue, weeping for the sins of humanity, pleading for prayer, for the conversion of hearts, and for the sanctification of priests. Katarzyna would whisper through tears, "She is so beautiful and so sad. Her heart is pierced by the indifference of her children." Among the most striking moments of her ecstasies were those linked to the Passion of Christ. She began to experience moments of deep ecstasy, times when she would fall into prayer so profound that her body seemed no longer her own. During one such moment, witnesses said she spoke with unseen voices, gentle, sorrowful, radiant. Not long after these encounters, the marks of the Passion appeared upon her body, the wounds of Christ, bleeding especially on Fridays and during Lent. Doctors could not explain them. Priests witnessed them in awe. And when she encountered her ecstasies, she would relive the agony of Calvary, whispering words of forgiveness and mercy for sinners. Those who prayed beside her said that at times she seemed to carry not only her own suffering, but the weight of the world's sins. She would cry out, "My Jesus, have mercy on them," as if she was standing beside the cross. The messages given to Katarzyna were simple yet profound. They echoed the gospel itself, a call to conversion, repentance, and faith. "Return to God," she said, "for His mercy is greater than His justice." She urged prayer for priests, daily communion, and the rosary for the conversion of the world. Katarzyna also spoke of times of great trial. She foresaw wars, natural disasters, and a deep loss of faith, not as punishment, but as purification. She foresaw a time of great confusion, when the faith of many would grow cold, and even some within the church would struggle to recognize the truth. "Darkness will enter even the hearts that once shone with light," she said. She foretold that the church would suffer greatly, even from within, but through the blood and tears of the faithful, a new dawn would rise. "From the suffering of the little ones," she said, "the Lord will renew His church." Though many trembled at her warnings, Katarzyna's voice was never one of despair. Always, she returned to mercy, always to hope. She said that after the world's trials, a time of peace would come, a renewal of hearts, a deeper love for the Eucharist, and a return to the Gospel. "From suffering, God will bring forth saints." Many who came to see her spoke of miracles. She claimed healings after her prayers. Others spoke of her knowledge of hearts. During Eucharistic adoration, witnesses said her face would glow with unearthly light. On certain occasions, she reportedly saw the Sacred Host radiate like a sun, and would whisper, "He is alive." the living bread among us. Priests who visited her described the humility and obedience. She never sought attention, never asked for recognition. Her only desire was that souls would believe, that hearts would return to God. Many of the faithful called her the victim soul of Poland, offering a pain for sinners and the suffering church. On August 24, 1986, Katarzyna Szymon quietly surrendered her soul to God, and soon pilgrims began visiting her grave in Piekare Śląska. Katarzyna Szymon, pray for us.